Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your goodness and the great love you have shown us. We thank you for the verses preceding the verses that we're looking at today. See what great love with which the Father has loved us, that he should call us the children of God. And we come to you as your children, those of us who believe in Christ, that we may know your presence in our lives and what it means to live for him who died for us. Help us then to understand and apply this word this morning. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So we're reading from chapter 3 of 1 John and verses 4 to 6. And this time I'm reading from the ESV version instead of the NIV. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared, Jesus that is, to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. So again, we have this vivid contrast that John presents us with, which is either or. It's you're either living one way or you're living another way. Now, the reason I'm using the ESV is because it's a more accurate translation. The word lawlessness means exactly what it says, lawlessness. It cannot really be translated the breaking of the law. Because I think what John is after here is those who are perpetually living a lifestyle of sinning. And he's talking against those who are influencing these Christians who are essentially saying that once you're saved, it doesn't matter how you live. So he brings to light the fact that if you're sinning in your practice, in your regular lifestyle, you can't be knowing Jesus. You're not a Christian. The difference Jesus makes to a life is that he brings freedom from sin. In him, there is no sin. So what he's saying, and effectively, the actual literal translation of this is everyone who does the sinning also does the lawlessness. And lawlessness is actually a specific word which can apply to Jew or Gentile. You can get lawless Jews, even though they had the law of Moses. And what it means essentially is unrighteousness. So what's it saying? Well, the use of the word actually implies the imposition of order. And we can see this sometimes if you watch the programme which videos the Houses of Parliament, you'll see that the discussion in the House between the MPs has deteriorated into a slanging match, a shouting match. Everyone's talking at once, trying to raise their voices against the others, trying to be heard. And it disintegrates into this kind of melee, this hum of just row. And the speaker, the chairman of the House, shouts, order, order. And what he's after is to impose some regulation on the discussion. So order is the opposite of chaos. The other day, I dropped a tin of dry roasted peanuts. Now, there's not any great implication of that, but it's kind of an illustration of what I'm talking about. When the lid came off and everything fell to the ground, what happened when those collection of peanuts hit the ground was that they scattered. There was no order to them. They didn't sort of like fly off in one lump into one direction. They just scattered all over the place. In other words, there was a random distribution and no order. So what John is saying here is that if you're going to be a sinning person, you will not have order in your life, not even the order of man. This is talking about God's order. Now, God's good at that, isn't he? Bringing order out of chaos. He did it right at the beginning in creation. We read in Genesis, the earth was without form. In other words, there was a lack of order there. And what God does is he brings it into some some kind of established order. He brings order out of chaos. And so it is with the spiritual life. When you become a Christian, he brings into order under his laws what was previously unregulated, undefined, no direction, random acts, going in all sorts of different directions. So what he's concerned about here is, just as the universe around us has laws, and if you're a Star Trek fan, you know that Scotty often says, you can't change the laws of physics. That's a terrible accent. But basically, it's the same spiritually. If you're spiritually dead, you have no order in your life. God's order is absent. But if you're a Christian, what God has done is he's brought order into your being, into your very heart. And you now live regulated by the ordering of God. To live without it is lawlessness, no definition, no direction, random distribution, all things, kind of things firing off in different ways. So he's basically saying you can't say that your sin is dealt with if you're living like that. If you're sinning, you're also acting as if God has no say in your life and he has nothing to do with the way that you are living. So praise God today that what he does in your life, if you're a believer in Christ, is he brings his regulation, his security, his direction. He establishes his purpose and he actually forms in you what he made you for, what he created you for. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for your order. We thank you it's what we were made for. And we do not find our purpose or our fulfillment in life without it. And so we thank you that in Jesus you have dealt with our sin, that in him there is no sin, and therefore living his life in our lives now, we can actually see that our sin is dealt with and the practice that you are developing in us is one that does not go on sinning. Praise you for your power in us. In his name we bring you our praise. Amen.